This hour of Phil Hendry is brought to you by Dynapep Micro Energy Shot.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Tried, but I said, you know, I'm not ready. I'm not interested in your...
If everybody's got to get in the game, we'll get in the game. Absolutely.
Does it really make any sense at all?
If everybody's got to get in the game, we'll get in the game. Absolutely. You start at your people...
Are you blonde? Are you blonde?
No, but I love
it. Love. We're trying to get them to the backup, and we really strongly believe they should be up.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show. And this is Radio 4 Patriots by Patriots. And of course, our number is 877-876-PHIL. That's our Patriot line, 877-876-7445. Here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show tonight. Later on, Doug Danger joins us. Doug is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, and the topic is going to be Charlie Sheen. And whether or not Charlie Sheen is a good thing or a bad thing for the entertainment business, your kids, and CBS. Coming up, Ted Bell is going to be discussing a potential lawsuit involving his restaurant and a patron. And what is happening? Ted runs one of the more prominent restaurants in Beverly Hills, California. And here is a guy who is being he's possibly considering a lawsuit against one of his own patrons for actions that took place in that restaurant last month. So that's all ahead here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show tonight. And don't forget, of course, our news hour comes up at the last hour of the show. And it'll be with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Join us also with our live streaming Phil TV video cast on our website, philhendryshow.com. Now new, enhanced, and by God, I think we pretty much got it in HD.
Well, is that verified?
You know what, man? I think it's just about high definition. I'm telling you. All right. So I gave you all the lowdown on what's happening on the show tonight. We also want to mention that our affiliate spotlight this evening casts its very firm gaze on Providence, Rhode Island, WSAR 1480 AM. Great people in Rhode Island and Grand Rapids, Michigan, WTKG 1230 AM in Grand Rapids. And PhilHendryShow.com is our, of course, our website. Let's join now Ted Bell at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And we are going to be talking with him about this lawsuit that he's been talking with the not only his lawyer, but us about.
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
And this portion of the Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. Come out to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We've got the most delicious cuts of meat and a great time served
here
up every night. I know you have a lot in your mind tonight.
We have an awful lot in our mind, Phil, and I don't know what this woman was thinking. I'm not going to speculate. My attorney mentioned that we can talk about it in a limited way, but it's not anything that I think, I don't want to characterize it the wrong way. I can tell you what happened. And I can tell you that it's significant for me, and it's significant to come on your program and talk about this, because so many people in the restaurant business, Phil, are dealing with this. We are dealing with levels of abuse from our customers that we haven't ordinarily dealt with.
And so tell us what happened so we can sort of scope this out. This was an incident in which you were assaulted, right?
Absolutely, yes. It happened, as you mentioned, Bill, it happened in the middle of January last month. We were closing, pretty close to closing. We'd had some late parties come in, and we had a dessert that we were pushing, and we were very, very high on it, and it was a new kind of ice cream, and we also were serving it with our vanilla cake, and we were serving it with our chocolate cake. So we brought the dessert tray by this table. And there was an elderly woman there who, I have to tell you, she was not the friendliest person throughout the evening. So you could say, well, maybe you should have seen this coming, maybe not, I don't know. I said, you've got to try our dessert, please. It's right here on the dessert tray. And try this ice cream. We've got it in three flavors. We basically had this vanilla, chocolate, and...
And this was the dessert that you were pushing, huh?
Well, the ice cream was, yeah.
Okay, but you're putting it on cake or a la mode.
That's exactly. So she looks at me and she says, I'll take it a la mode on a piece of the French apple pie that we had. And I said, great. And we brought her two scoops. And she ate this. Now, we have been dealing with this supplier, Phil, and I think you know Len Hassinger and his brother. These are two suppliers who deal with a dairy and a dessert, sort of a dessert model, if you will, back in Chicago, and we really got a hold of this ice cream and really liked it. And so it's a Hassinger, it's part of the Hassinger dairy chain. So the woman ate the ice cream. And I said to her, how did you like it? She said it was delicious. And then I told her that it was breast milk ice cream. And that
it was what?
It was breast milk ice cream, okay? And this was what made it unique. It is ice cream made from the breast milk of women. And so we were excited about this product because we think it is a green product, meaning it is breast milk from a human woman. And so we are not taking up space in the traditional sense with the cows or steer. And this was an ice cream that was made from the milk of human beings. So you know the overhead is not that much, and it's a very, very delicious ice cream. She picks up the dish of ice cream, and that's when I was assaulted.
And what did she do?
She picked the ice cream up and she took the dish, which was a sterling silver dish. It was a sterling silver dish, and threw it at me, hitting me in the dish glanced off my head. I got ice cream all over the front of me, and I said to her, I'm going to call the police, and she said she wanted the police to, and I said, you know what, I'm going to be a gentleman about this. I'm going to sue you. Now, her husband, I happen to know, he runs a post-production house in Beverly Hills.
Hold on for a minute. So this woman picked up this ice cream and threw it at you.
Yes. After she picked up the tray, there was some pie left on it.
After you told her that it was breast milk ice cream.
That is correct. Now, her husband is a very wealthy post-production guy. And I got news for you, and I got news for them, and I got news for anybody that wants to hear the news. They don't want me coming after them. They don't want Ted Bellinger. The last place they want to see me is in a courtroom. And I was humiliated in front of my customers, in front of my employees. I was assaulted. And
is there anything in your mind that, do you feel it was fair to bring up the fact that it was breast milk ice cream?
What? I don't understand what is unfair about that. Breast milk ice cream, which, by the way...
I thought that the selling of breast milk in the United States was illegal.
No, but the selling of breast... Hold on for a minute. And don't... Please, Phil, don't start talking about things you don't know. The selling of breast milk is illegal. But this was on the house. It was also breast milk ice cream, all right? So it was not what we would call... it was not what you're going to call contraband. That's number one. But number two... She didn't pick that ice cream up and throw it at me because she felt it was illegal. She didn't do it for any other reason than the fact that she is a sour woman who I felt was offended by the fact that there are younger women providing product that she can't provide.
And you think she threw that ice cream at you because she was angry that you had served her breast milk ice cream at a time in her life when she can't create breast milk?
Absolutely. And she called me every name in the book. And
did she ever, I'm sorry to interrupt, Ted.
Go ahead.
Did she reference at all what she thought was the quasi-legal nature? And I'm not saying it was illegal.
Look, there was nothing illegal about it. It was, I gave it to her. It was in the product was made from breast milk. All right, so I didn't sell it, and it's a very delicious, I don't know if you've had breast milk ice cream, Phil.
No, I haven't.
Well, I can tell you I have, and it is absolutely delicious. And as I said, it came in three. We have the chocolate, we've got Dutch chocolate, and we've got vanilla. Actually, we have four. We have vanilla, and we got French vanilla. and that we carry those flavors because those are the most popular. But what she did to me by picking this up and throwing it at me, we got a little sidetracked. She assaulted me in my own restaurant. Now, this is a problem that we've had where patrons in restaurants, especially after they've had a few drinks, decide that they're going to get a little bit out of hand, they're going to throw things at people, or they're going to try to get into a fight. And we're restaurateurs. We are not, you know, we're not security people. We're not, we don't want to get involved in fights. We are simply individuals who are, you know, trying to run a business. And we have this this kind of thing happening, which to my way of thinking, Bill, is an actionable offense. The reason why I'm on your program talking about this...
Well, let's, can I interrupt one more time, Ted? I'll give her a number out. It's 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. And we're talking to Ted Bell here tonight about breast milk ice cream.
Well, no, but really what we're talking about here is a patron assaulting me.
Yeah, we're talking about a patron of yours that assaulted you by throwing a dish of ice cream or a dish of pie. I guess she'd eaten all of it.
Yeah, and that was the other thing. When I found out, and I'm talking to her husband, I said, you got a problem. I said to her husband, I said, you got two problems. You got me, I'm coming after you, and you're married to her.
And what did he say to that?
What's he going to say? And this is one of the most powerful guys in town. He's got two post-production houses. But I said to him, you've got two problems. And I held my fingers up right in front of his face. And I said, two. I said, one. And I was holding the fingers up, and then I would peel one down at a time as I listed it. One, I'm suing you, which left, guess which finger it left?
So you're flipping the man off.
Exactly. And I said, and two, and I stuck that one right in his face, you're married to that. I was angry. I was angry.
All right, but again, what we're talking about here is the woman throwing this dish at you after she found out that you had given her breast milk ice cream. Do you think that there is anything to that?
Well, I told you that what I thought was to it. I said that the fact that she is not a young woman anymore, all right, she is not able to make breast milk herself. You come to the table and you say, and by the way, we've got a very delicious dessert this evening, breast milk ice cream, which if you get into the head of a woman, the first thing she's thinking is, you know, I can't make breast milk ice cream. I don't know whether they're thinking some, you know, woman that's loose. You know, what kind of woman, you know, to be honest with you, and I've never asked the question, but what kind of woman, you know, lends her breast milk to make ice cream. I, to be honest with you, I sell it, or I wouldn't sell it, but I do have it in my restaurant to give away. But I do question, you know, the character, I guess, of a woman that's going to.
All right. So you're saying that you have this breast milk ice cream,
but I just question the character of any woman that would donate her own breast milk for this. But I think you've gotten a little bit off point.
Well, there's parallel things happening here, Ted. And our number, folks, 877-876-7445. On the one hand, you have the woman who threw that dish at you, the lawsuit that you're going to file, and rightfully so. And I don't know, was there a police report?
Oh, we both wanted the police. I said, I'm calling the police. She said, I'm calling the police, too. I said, you know what? I tell you what I'll do. How about if I just sue you? And that backed her off, and it backed her husband off, and they just, I have to tell you, they fled the restaurant is the best way I can put it.
All right, well, you've got a couple of things going on here, in my opinion. You have not only the fact that she threw this ice cream dish at you, you also have the fact that it was breast milk ice cream. Now, I know it's against the, I know you didn't sell it.
No, I did not sell it. No, I did not. I'd like you to not keep bringing that up, because I didn't sell it.
All right, so you just gave it to them as a treat.
I gave it to them because it was late. Because we had it, it's delicious, and I said, you've got to try this, and she...
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Well,
Heads of Beverly Hills sponsoring this portion of the world famous Phil Henry Show, Radio for Patriots. I gotta remember what that is, Phil. Radio for Patriots by Patriots. There you go.
Here at 10,
in Beverly Hills, California.
Are you a native, Ted?
Yes, I'm from Los Angeles originally. I was born and raised in, believe it or not, Inglewood.
Well, when you say believe it or not, people should know what we mean, because it's primarily an African-American neighborhood.
Yeah, can you imagine that? I am white. Not that there's anything unusual about, a white man coming from a place that... I drove by our old house, and it was right there in Inglewood, and I said, there's a black guy sleeping in my bed now.
Good God, Ted.
Well, I don't mean that racially, and I know you want me to mean it that way.
No, I don't. I just don't find that tasteful.
I don't mean it racially, and I apologize.
All right. Our number 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about the serving of ice cream to a woman. It turned out to be breast milk ice cream. And the woman throwing the dish of ice cream in your face.
And it was, by the way, it was on the house.
And it was comp, yes. I wanted to ask you before we take one of our calls, do you not think you should tell someone before you serve them food made from a fluid from a human being?
I think, Phil, you put it that way to make it sound as vile as you could, and I really resent that. And
no, I think I put it very objectively.
Well, what difference does it make? That we eat food that is from the body of a mammal. We eat mammals. We eat. What is different from a woman?
We don't eat we don't eat human flesh.
Oh, my God. We're not talking about eating human flesh. We're talking about breast milk, which is as pure and as it is a... Breast milk is, I think, the very symbol. You know, I can't believe it. I got a dish thrown at me, and I looked at her, and I said, it's made from breast milk, and she got the sourest look on her face, like a woman that's full of hate.
All right, let me take a call very quickly, and I apologize to our callers. We're running a little late tonight. Here is Sherry in Bakersfield, California. Go ahead, Sherry. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, ma'am.
I don't know what he's thinking. Female breast milk, why didn't he tell her in the beginning that this is something we're comping, we're giving you? It's a new ice cream. It's female breast milk.
You didn't tell her it was female
breast milk.
That is you're not going to come out and say that, because that's the, what do you call it? That's the surprise, if you will.
Okay, that's why you got the dish thrown at you.
Well, it didn't make any difference in my mind whether it was female breast. I thought it was unusual because it was made from female breast milk that it was so delicious.
No, I'll tell you, female breast milk carries whatever that mother eats. That's why a lot of babies cannot drink their mother's milk, because of the filtering. It's got stuff in it. If they're on drugs, if they're on alcohol,
and
you fed this woman.
How do you know the woman wasn't, how do you know where this breast milk comes from?
The breast milk the Hassinger brothers use?
Yeah.
It is absolutely, it comes from people that they know, friends of theirs.
Oh, God, man, I don't know if that's anything. Sherry, why don't you hang on the line? We'll be right back with you and Ted Bell here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
God.
Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Test of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
And this portion of the Phil Henry Show is not only brought to you by Tents of Beverly Hills, it's brought to you by Dynapep, a fantastic, fantastic product. Here's Phil Henry to tell you a little bit more about Dynapep.
Here at Tents,
the micro shot.
You want
Thank you, Ted.
I've tried the Dynapep. I like it a lot.
Dynapep is one of our sponsors. And, of course, Dynapep, a sponsor to our program and a product that we use. And, of course, Ted the Bear, you know.
I saw Ted the Bear with the bells on his neck and everything. Very cute. Although I didn't like him,
Never mind. Dynapep is a micro energy shot, folks, that we use on this program. I use Dynapep some nights when you really need an extra little pick me up. There's no sugar, there's no crash, there's no jitters, there's only 2 calories, okay? So it's a healthy micro shot, and it gets you through the night focused and alert, or keeps you going when you've been up all night. Dynapep lasts up to 10 hours with 10 times the power. We have Dynapep here in studio, and if you're watching our video cast tonight, our Phil TV video cast, show you the Dynapep, and then you see Buddy Bear has got some Dynapep. This is the Dynapep that I took this evening. It's a cinnamon-flavored Dynapep, and it is awesome. I may have another one here. It's Dynapep, and go to Dynapep.com to learn more. Dynapep.com. Ted Bell with us. We're going to go back to our listener, Sherry, who is very patient, waiting in Bakersfield. Go ahead, Sherry. And the question I had, and you brought it up as well, Sherry, is selling somebody a product that is a bodily fluid.
You know, you make it sound like I was selling that woman urine. And I think there's a difference between that and mother's milk.
Go ahead, Sherry.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, you know, the scientists say that urine is purified. It is sanitary water. So what's the difference? That's gross to be sending. Why would you...
Are you telling me that mother's milk that we feed babies is the same as someone peeing into a bottle?
Well,
I don't think that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
We are? I don't know.
Yeah, you know what, Phil?
It's purified.
I'm talking to a lady.
So you tell me. Okay. How would you like if somebody had served you...
Oh, my God. Are you
a man's body fluid? No, wait. How would you like it if somebody had given you a man's bodily fluid in a tiramisu or in some kind of... How would you like that once you found out after you had eaten it? How would you react?
Let me ask you, how many times have you put that into food and not told anybody? Thank you.
That's absolutely rude.
Well, I don't know why she gets off asking me
something like that. No, it's not rude. I'm telling you.
Breast milk is meant to be consumed, and I think with the other
only,
that you're talking about, no, it isn't. Wow.
Not necessarily.
We've talked a lot of women into it. But
hey, hold on. I want to watch where we're going with this conversation.
What?
What you just said.
A lot of babies cannot ingest.
Like I said, we've talked. The point is, some babies may be able to eat it and some may not, but it is intended to be consumed. It's there for the nourishment and for the survival of the infant. The other liquids you're talking about is not.
How do you
Sherry,
know?
Thank you so much.
Thank
you so much.
That's
yeah, how do
point.
We know?
How do we know? How do we
how
know?
How do you know?
The two liquids
because
that you mentioned, I have one is a waste. One is a waste product. The other is for the procreation of life. Neither of which is the consumption of a food.
I can't believe
that you have me. You know, ma'am, you're starting to make me think what you have for lunch every day.
No, I eat regular food that goes to the FDA.
No, I doubt that. Not after what I just heard you say. I doubt that sincerely.
Okay, let's stop while we're ahead.
For your ice cream been passed by the FDA?
Wait a minute. You got done telling me that a man's you-know-what and something else is perfectly fine as food, and you use it in soups and stews.
So no,
she
that's
never
not
said
what
that.
I said.
You pretty much said
how
that.
How would you like
no,
it?
No, she didn't. All right, if somebody snuck it into a food. All right, Sherry, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on here. It's Roger in St. Louis. Go ahead, Roger, on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I'd like to kind of steer this in a more respectable direction. I have food allergies. And this restaurateur needs to understand that a guy like me, if you said, oh, surprise, there's an ingredient, okay, I get extremely ill over certain things. I'm allergic to perfumes.
Well, would you say that?
I would be extremely offended if somebody just...
Wouldn't you say to me, excuse me, before you bring me that food, I want you to know I have food allergies.
Yeah.
Would you say that? All right.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure I win.
What do you mean you win?
No.
I think you're
bringing me ice cream, and then afterwards you say surprise, you wouldn't have got
it. If I brought you ice cream, would you not say to me, and you wouldn't have woke up for an hour?
And the cops would have taken me to jail because I'd have sat in jail.
You have a responsibility
to the public, mister.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Hey, 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 hey.
Well, I'm serious.
He's going to sit there. Yeah, I bet you'd be offended by women's breast milk, wouldn't you? That'd really upset you. Guy like you.
Okay, I wouldn't have... Me, personally, if you let me know ahead of time, wouldn't have had a problem.
What are you talking about?
Never mind.
You have food allergy. Yeah, get out of here.
This isn't worth my breath.
No, you're not making sense. That's why you're hanging up, because you know I kicked your ass. All 6 foot four of you.
Hey, hey! What is it with you?
Well, this guy came on and said... He came on...
What's the matter?
Well, he came on, he said that he had food allergies, okay?
What, Ted, if you're emotional about this...
Well, and then I said, okay, wouldn't you tell me that you did? And he said, yeah, and I beat him, and he kept talking.
Are you crying?
Well, why don't you do something to defend me?
The man made a statement, and I think what...
I heard what his statement was, but you didn't say anything.
The point is this, okay? And I think we have to stick to the point. The point is, you served that woman breast milk ice cream. It should have been something that you volunteered.
What about if she has a food allergy?
Whether she has a food allergy or whether she doesn't, as a restaurateur, as the owner of the business, don't you think you should tell people?
Well, what am I supposed to say? What kind of cow the milk came out? If I serve somebody some ice cream... And I say it's ice cream. You want me to give them the ingredients? Oh, and by the way, this is ice cream. You know it's made from milk. And here's the kind of cow it came out of. And the cow was raised in New Jersey. And it ate this kind of grass. That's ridiculous. That guy that I just got done talking to is offended by the idea of nursing at a woman's breast. How's that feel?
I'm embarrassed for you.
Why?
Because that was childish.
What? But I just... Oh, man, you are... And I sponsor your program.
Yeah, you sponsor my program. I'm embarrassed for what you just said. I thought it was extremely childish. 877-876-7445. Here is Tom in Hesperia, California. Tom, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Quick question, Ted. Where does this milk come from again?
What's that?
Where does it come... What brothers? Who offers the milk?
This is a dairy in Chicago, the Hassinger Brothers.
Okay, and you said it's a bunch of their friends that just come in and just supply the milk for the ice cream?
This was milk to be our people that they know.
Okay, and who regulates, you know, who regulates
woman,
the people that they know?
Who regulates that? Regulates?
Like
I thought
FDA,
we were living in a day and age. I thought we were living in a day and age where we had too much government.
No, this is not. This is not, we're not going down that road. And don't cry, Ted, don't cry.
No, that's exactly the road we're going to go down. We're going to go down that road. I thought we lived in a day and age where there's too much government.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I did not. I said,
no, he did
you
not.
Said that a bunch of women get in a room and supply the breast milk. Who regulates to make sure that they're not getting paid? How do you know there's not a sign on the door that says, hey, donate breast milk? Who knows what these women are, whether they're on drugs or alcohol or not?
How do I know you're not a Republican that's all of a sudden taking cover under the FDA's umbrella?
I am a Republican. That's why I'm calling the Patriot Hotline.
You're a Republican, and now you want big brother regulating breast milk.
Ted, you're veering way up. The point is, you're serving this to someone that consumes it. You have no control over where the breast milk comes. Some brother's factory has some chicks walk in and donate milk.
Do you honestly think that that's why? Do you honestly think that's why that woman threw that plate of ice cream at me?
she threw it at you because you didn't say where it came from. You didn't say, oh, by the way.
She threw it at me because she was an old, dried-up bag.
You're filing a lawsuit against this family, man, and you're coming out and you're saying all this stuff, and it's going to prejudice the hell out of your case.
My attorney knows I'm talking about this. Okay? Yeah,
but everything you're saying on the show tonight, they're going to put into a countersuit, man.
She may be a dried-up bag, but that you didn't say, oh, by the way, this is breast milk. You said ice cream, enjoy, it's on the house.
Well, hey, let me ask you a question. Milk happens to be the latest thing in nutrition and in food, and we had this and we served it. Okay?
Okay, no. So, too, it's essential for life. I understand that. The people should know about it. It shouldn't be known about, and you as a restaurateur should regulate. I know God forbid you use that word. You wear this where this comes from.
Well, why would you want regulation if I see that's the thing that really...
Let's get off that, man, because the gentleman's right. There's nothing... What was your question, sir?
He asked me, where did it come from? You want me to say it a different way? It's women's breast milk.
Okay, all right, I understand that, but there's no one that said these women have been tested for drugs or alcohol. They're this or that or the other thing. You said it's a bunch of brothers that own this factory. This girl's come in, they donated.
Yes.
Now you're giving it away. You're finding the loophole.
These are families. These are families, and they are healthy. They're Midwest families, Midwest women.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
Because I happen to know the Hassinger brothers very well. And secondly, if you've got a prejudice against big, fat women, which is probably what they are... I don't think you really are concerned at all, sir.
I have a prejudice about putting things in my body that I don't know where they come from. I have a prejudice against that. If I choose to go and smoke a cigarette or I choose to drink a beer, I'm choosing that. I don't choose to have ice cream.
Well, let me ask you, when you and your husband get together and talk about this...
Okay, what is that crack?
Wow.
I think you know what I mean.
So what has that got to do with anything?
Starting to cry.
I think he's prejudiced against women's breasts.
I love women. I love women's breasts. I love them to death.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't mean I want that squirted in my coffee when I don't know the lady.
All right, Arthur. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. All right, thanks very much, man. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. I had to laugh at that last line, even though
I'm a sponsor of this program, and I'm disgusted by you, and I'm disgusted by your engineer, who I hope dumped that. And
he dumps what he thinks he ought to dump, and not...
As a sponsor...
You're the guy that's selling or giving away or whatever you're doing women's breast milk.
Well, now I think I've heard it all. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, please, would you call the police and have me arrested and have me drugged behind a Jeep and beaten because I happen to think women's breast milk is a good thing. Please call the police. Have me thrown in. You ought to hear yourself.
No, you ought to hear yourself. You just sounded like a jackball again. Okay?
How long do you think I'm going to sponsor this portion of your program?
I got Dynapep. All right, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills on giving a woman breast milk ice cream. I mean, how funky is that, you know, if you don't tell her what it is first? 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Doug Danger next hour talking about Charlie Sheen.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Welcome to Ted's of Beverly Hills, ladies and gentlemen, where we endeavor to be great hosts And to come into my restaurant and physically assault me as that woman, well...
Can I make a suggestion?
What?
I would not, in the middle of a commercial, try to make these pitches that you're making on the show, you know?
You know what, Phil? I appreciate very much your suggestion, but I think a moment ago here, I think you showed your colors a little bit by talking to me. As you were saying that I was being rude to some woman who said that she puts a man's fluid into clam chowder. I forget.
She never said anything of the sort. What is it with you, man?
What is it with me? She said she brought that up. I didn't.
Yeah, she did, but she didn't say she puts it in clam chowder.
Well, what do you think she does? She brings it up. Oh, well. And I said, it's not edible. Or she goes, how do you know? Well, I can tell you, ma'am, if you're still listening, I'm very proud of the fact that I don't know. So, wow. Okay? I mean, can we...
All right, I'm just...
Are you stunned by how stupid I am?
No, I'm not stunned by how stupid you are, but I think that what you're saying here does not help your case in this lawsuit. 877-876-7445. Here is Jeremy in Cincinnati. Go ahead, Jeremy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell.
Mark, there's a reason why good restaurants give you a menu so that you can pick what you want and know exactly what ingredients are in what you're eating. So it's no wonder why Mr. Ted here has deliberately held off that information of being breast milk ice cream to give to the young lady, not the elderly. The other thing that when she assaulted
Can I ask you something? I asked her, would you like to have a delicious dessert?
It's not about a delicious dessert. It's your opinion. You're entitled to your opinion, but that's exactly what you said earlier. You like breast milk. You don't know if she does or not, so give her the option to make that decision for herself.
Why didn't she say no?
That's the reason why she was upset. It had nothing to do with her being elderly and not being able to produce breast milk. That is not the first thought that went through her head. It's the fact that you assaulted her because you put something in her body that she did not choose to put in there.
I think it's interesting, sir, that you know her better than I do. I'm the one that she threw a whole dish of ice cream at.
And well, you said it wasn't a whole dish. Yeah,
but you also said,
Ted, it wasn't a whole dish of ice cream. You said it was she'd eaten all of it.
It was a curling silver dish that you said, and you deserved it because you assaulted her by putting something into her body that she did not choose to be there.
Wait a minute, but you don't know what you're talking about, young man. First of all, the woman said to me, what's in it? And I said, it's a surprise. And she goes, I like surprises.
Wow, you didn't tell me that.
Being this tough guy inside of a courtroom, you should know the term full disclosure. You should have given her the information ahead of time before allowing her to put something in her body.
We're not in a courtroom, we're in a restaurant. We're not in a court of law. We're in a restaurant.
The woman asked you what's in it. You repeated four times how
you don't want to see you inside of a courtroom.
That's right.
So you don't want to see me standing in front of you after you've thrown a dish at me. Your intelligence level is about the size of your shoe. So here's the reality. This guy's going to tell me the reality.
This ought to be good.
This is the reality. Your restaurant must not be doing that well for you to have to sue an elderly woman just because you were...
I'm not suing her. I'm suing her husband. And her husband owns one of the biggest post-production houses in L.A., so you don't know what you're talking
exactly
about.
Right.
Number two, nobody throws a dish at me in my own restaurant. And number two,
no,
if it had been
not.
You throwing a dish
not,
at me...
You're just a big tough guy against an elderly woman, because had it been somebody else, you wouldn't be doing this right now. Because they have
she threw the dish at me.
She made me out to be some kind of a clown.
Because, well, you've had things in your body that you chose not to have, haven't you?
No,
okay,
not
Ted, why don't you grow up, okay? Why don't you grow up?
Yeah, sure.
And again, this is what I argue with my 12-year-old little girl, because it's the same mentality. Because this gentleman here, obviously,
I guess he's never heard
of the mentality that the customer's always right, because he talks
about the customer's not always right.
Anybody else say
the customer's not always right. The customer's not always right. Sometimes
maybe,
the customer's
maybe if you were to shut your mouth and open your ears, you might learn something.
Like any place you eat, I'm sure they've got at least one customer that's a blithering idiot. And I've got another thing to say.
We're all out of time.
You let this guy go on?
That's it.
So, Big Mouth here. You know something, buddy? I hope you eat. Steak's on me. Come on out to Beverly Hills.
Phil Hendry.